days after he was carted off the field because of numbness and tingling fingers from a strained neck, Al Wilson practiced Wednesday. And for a man who spends most of his time laying hits, like this one at camp, leaving the game under someone else's suggestion and something else's power was almost as painful as the hit itself.
I can't say what was truly going through my mind, but it was a few bad words that I had for the doctors. And, I told them they didn't have to do that. They could have let me get up and walk off the field. But like I said, they had to do precautionary things and the things that they felt were right, as doctors. But I was upset that I had to leave the field. And especially when they put me in that ambulance, I was really upset then. I just felt like I could at least come back on the field and watch the end of the game at least. But like I said, they had to do what they had to do.
And Wilson just did what he was supposed to do when Darren Williams dropped a punt, get the ball back. That's when he collided with Gerard Warren, went down, and left team doctors no choice but to send him to a local hospital.
It's a violent sport, and sometimes things like that happen. And I had a lot of prayers go up for me, and a lot of people, believed in me. And I think that's the reason why I came out unscathed. So, it's a beautiful thing to still be out here.
Wilson says he was never knocked out and remembers just about everything. And he wanted to stand up and walk off for more than just the possibility to keep playing.
My family was there at the game, and that was my biggest concern, for them to know that I was okay. That's why I wanted to walk off the field.
And while there's an almost measurable sense of relief here at the Broncos facility, whether Wilson will play against the Chargers is still unknown.
I don't know. We're going to take it day by day, see how it feels. Let the doctors and trainers, decide what's right, and go back and forth with Mike and see what we can come up with.
He couldn't practice today if the tingling was there. So the tingling's gone. Hopefully it stays gone and get a few days of reps and be ready to go.
If I feel like I can go, and I will. But if I don't feel like I can go, I don't feel comfortable with it, then I won't go. But, like I said, we're just going to take it day by day and see what happens.
And we'll let you know the status as soon a decision is made. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall reporting for Broncos TV.